you choose to do this. TC is a very special person, and his school has allowed him to work up here. He's trying to gain some skills for the real world.
Like bow staff skills?
Yeah.
Nunchuck skills?
And apparently, George has been going out into the community bagging on TC.
I have not.
Now, I get this email. Gordon, this is intern Mike.
By the way, at some point in this, I get one timeout, okay? I'm not taking it right now, but at some point in this, I get a timeout.
I've been Bad Radio's intern since the beginning of the year. I'm also an RTVF student at UNT. Each week in my sports broadcasting class, our teacher invites local broadcasting personalities to speak to our class. And this week, George Dunham was our speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And Musers, it was shocking.
All right, this guy has automatically lost his internship.
I was lucky enough to record this stuff on my Mac and send it to you. Now, this is super secret audio of George's visit to UNT. So the first clip we're going to hear is George unfairly mocking TC.
Okay, here's where I want to take my time out.
Uh-oh, he's already taking the early time out.
All right, I get a time out here. A little backdrop here, okay? Talking to this class at the end of a day where I had two meetings. Junior wasn't here, so I had to play traffic cop for 4.5 hours. I think this was the day of the great Kevin McHale timing issue between me and Fernando.
What is that?
It'd been a long day, very long day.
What is the timing issue between you and Fernando? I haven't heard about this.
You know what it is, and just know that it was draining. So this is at the end of a very long day. I'm called by my friend Hank to fill in for Dandy Colleen of CBS 11, who had to cover the Maverick game, so he couldn't talk to the class. So I am head dragging to the ground, but I said, okay, I'll be glad to do it. Hank's my buddy. Glad to do it for him. And the first thing I see when I walk in there and start talking to the class is this intern asking if he can roll tape on it for Bad Radio. So if I say no, then I'm the big jerk and... Okay, yeah, I've donated my time at the end of a long day to talk to you spares, but yeah, go ahead and go ahead and roll tape on this, and it'll be great for everybody.
God. They're students.
Yeah, jeez, dude.
It's been a long week, okay?
All right, so let's take a listen. This is you unfairly mocking TC.
Broadcast is not for everybody. Look at TC, hero to us all.
Oh, why would you say that? Edited.
Why is that edited?
Because I didn't say that. That was, I said, when they were asking about, I said, yeah, you know, broadcast is not for everyone, but it's a great job. Later in the speech, I said something about, someone asked about tea. I said, oh, yeah. I encouraged them to get involved in things and look what it can do for you. And someone said, yeah, look at TC. And I said, yeah, look at TC, a hero to us all.
I don't know.
Broadcast is not for everybody. Look at TC.
You can hear.
No, I don't think so. Clearly edited. Now, this is where the class lays out on you. You were wrapping up your speech and you decided to field some questions, and apparently no one really wanted to ask any questions.
But it's worth it. It really is. I mean, it's been over 50 years since we had a new stadium, so let's see, it's going to make a heck of a difference. All right, questions. Anyone have questions? Questions?
Edited. Edited.
You're begging for questions.
This kid obviously has editing skills, and I give him credit for that, but his internship ends today here at, what's the day's date?
21st.
April 21st.
This says, when a student finally thinks of a question about George's daily schedule, George, for some reason, gave this guy the death glare and then just moves on to something else.
You say you're there at 5:30. What's your typical day like? Are you up at 3:30?
Anybody else?
Oh, George. Why wouldn't you answer that?
Oh, this guy's funny. He's a good editor.
Okay, this says, and finally, George reminisces about his time as a student at UNT, and I decide to ask a question about who's his favorite fake character. And he just can't get off his UNT tenure.
Whatever.
This is George ignores intern Mike's question.
We had blockbuster guests like Corky Nelson and Ronnie Feldman on. You don't even know who that is. That was our old head football coach and the offensive coordinator, you know. But that was our Monday night show. We had fake callers. I would record 3 calls for Craig the next Monday.
Oh. You like the story?
I have questions. Anyone have questions?
Yes. What is your favorite character to do and what is your least favorite character?
you know, I mean, there's you got so many opportunities up here. It's a great place to be for radio, television, film.
Why did you just move on? Why wouldn't you tell them who your favorite character is?
That was a very good edit there.
It sounded like when you asked for questions, you were snapping like Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh, that's the edit point that he didn't take out there.
And this says, after class was over, George walked out the door and for some reason decided to pop his head back into the classroom and issue this line. It's very quick.
Ball sack.
Why would you say ball sack?
That one may have been edited. I'm thinking that one may have been
ball
edited.
Sack.
Horrible.
You know what, though? I got to tell you, Giorgio, I do feel that some of this might be altered in some way, but you sound a little cocky in this audio.
Oh, whatever.
You sound a little...
No, I was not cocky at all.
Like you went to the Dean School of Broadcasting, the Jody Dean
School. I several times told him, I said, I'm just telling you my experience, that's why I'm here tonight, but I can't help it, guys, I'm rich.
And your experience was, you went to UNT, took some broadcasting classes, now you have a kick-ass life.
No, I didn't say that.
Any questions?
It's not for you spares.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I mean, clearly you got to have talent.
Yeah, sorry I called them spares earlier. That was a moment of rage.
I can't believe you calling UNT students spares.
Yeah, well. Okay, but doesn't see the other side of that? Looking at it from my side, it's just kind of, okay, really?
Oh, I agree with you. It is a can't win.
You're an intern up here, and you're going to do that to me after I come talk to your broadcast class?
I would have been so paranoid, I think I would have told the intern, no, you can't roll tape.
But no when then, you know?
Yeah, but I would rather do that because then I'd be paranoid the rest of the class.
No, because then he has audio of you saying that he can't roll tape because he's probably rolling tape then.
Right.
See, listen what a jerk George is. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't even let me roll tape.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled it anyway, man. Yeah, you can't win. If you're in the public eye, then people will make sure that you can't win because that's their way of equalizing you.
Right.
But I don't know. You did yell ball sack into the classroom as you left, so...
He better worry about another kind.
Uh-oh.
I think it's called black ball.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll worry about
that. Wow. You're going to forbid him from getting a job in broadcasting?
Yeah. No, of course not. He seems like a pretty smart kid. Obviously, he's got a pretty good idea to what's funny. I mean, that's a pretty good bit for a kid who's in college, put that together and send it in.
So for some reason, you're threatening black ball sack this morning. I don't really get it.
Yep.
Obama has one of those.
At least you got to be away from that for 3 days.
I issued a lot of quality broadcasting while you were gone,
no,
Junior.
Did you?
I would have made you proud. Yes,
no,
I did.
A lot of panic shots that hit the backboard.
Hey, at 7:15 today in Muse in the News, I have a red flag story that you're not going to believe.
Good.
7:15. Don't miss it. Muse in the News.
All right. That's 35 minutes away right now. 6:41 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. In 15 minutes, our weekly visit with Peter Gammons. We'll talk Rangers, Angels, and more with Peter Gammons coming up at 6:55. But first, yesterday, the show was paid a visit by the generic youth minister, and this is brought to us by TexasLending.com.
We hadn't got to women's volleyball yet this morning, and I wanted to get your thoughts on something that happened at UTA. Well, look who it is.
Hey, guys, how are you?
It's the generic youth
minister. It's me, the old generic youth minister.
Yeah,
hey.
Say hi to us, I guess.
Hi, George. And is that, could that, is that Mike Ducey?
Generic youth minister, what a pleasure to see you.
Oh, my gosh, it's Mike Ducey. I can't believe it. It really is. No. You here in the flesh.
From Fox 4.
You do take a human form from time to time.
Yeah,
I love Mike Ducey from Channel Fox 4. That's what they call it now.
There you go.
I think it's just Fox 4.
Well, I love Mike Ducey. You know why? Because he seems like a good Christian man.
I think he is, yeah.
He does. Not like that vulgar Dale Hansen who's always talking about like smoking and drinking and all that.
Well, he does Christmases for kids too, doesn't he?
Yes, and he thinks that somehow earns him a free pass. Plus, Dale looks like he hadn't missed a meal in his entire life.
Well, come on.
Good Lord. He defines orca chic. Mike, you're not laughing with me. Why not?
I think he is.
Just enjoying your presentation.
Mike, you're so nice. You know what I can tell just by spending a few minutes with you?
What's that?
Just a few minutes we spent together. Is that you were churched growing up.
Is that true, Mike?
I can tell from your upbringing that you came from a churched upbringing, right?
I did.
That's right. You believed Jesus was the only Son of God?
I was raised as a good Catholic.
But you hesitated.
A good Catholic. Good Catholic.
Catholic?
Yes.
What? I thought you were Christian. You grew up Catholic?
Well, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We got a piece of work over here, George. We got our work cut out for us. You need to come to a real church. Come visit my church.
Well, I married a Presbyterian, so I do attend a Presbyterian church
Lord,
now.
It's worse than I thought. So you, like, believe in the Assumption of Mary and, the Immaculate Conception stuff and...
Well, we don't have to get into a big religious discussion here, do we, with Mike Newsom?
And, the perpetual virginity of Mary...
Ew. All right. Look, what's your beef outside of that?
I was going to invite him to come speak to our youth and everything, but now I can't.
What do you mean you
Why
can't?
Why am I disqualified?
Because you would have been perfect, too, because a lot of our kids are going through, when you're a teenager, what you feel like.
Uh-huh.
You feel like you're invisible, no one listens to you, and you're irrelevant. And so I would love to get Mike come in and talk about his feelings and how he copes with that.
So many of your youth are experiencing what I am in my career, what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
That's the point you're trying to make.
Oh,
okay.
Come on. Some people watch you. Don't you have, family or something?
If only more of them lived in this area.
Well, I think it'd be fine to bring Mike out to your church. I think it'd be a great...
We come with him, George?
I'm busy.
We have an opening slot this Sunday to speak to our youth group.
I can't on Sunday.
You sure?
Yeah.
Julio Barbone, he dropped out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who did? Who dropped
Julio
out?
Julio Barbone. Apparently, somebody told me he can't speak good English.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I think
he'd
be fine.
So we can't have him come in there and talk in all that weird language to our kids.
Weird language?
Yeah, we want somebody who speaks American like Mike Doocy.
Dang straight.
Well, hopefully, if you come to our church, Mike, we'll tell you about the gospel. You probably never heard about that in the Catholic Church.
Occasionally, we did. But, yeah.
And George, we'd like you to come out for our handbell concert. We're going to be performing at Redbird Mall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we need a little security. And you seem like a big old boy.
Well, when is that?
That's going to be Monday week.
Monday week.
You wear the white gloves?
Of course we wear the white gloves and everything. And after our handbell group performs, we're going to go to a Popeyes. I love Popeyes.
Do you have Popeyes?
I do. You ever eat those biscuits and stuff?
Yeah, I've had their biscuits.
They have good biscuits. It's Red Lobster. They got cheddar in their biscuits. All right. Well, I'll see you guys in church since y'all seem very indifferent towards me.
Thanks, Generic.
Get the theme song, but not the one that starts at the beginning of the song, one starts at the chorus.
Well, he didn't know that.
It's all right.
There's the Generic Youth Minister with us yesterday here on the Dunham and Miller Show. It is 6:46 on the ticket.